Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, of course, the views of our special guest this afternoon. Well, most of the attention of the American people has been focused on the tragedy that took place a week ago yesterday at Virginia Tech. And, of course, we're not thinking so much of what's going on in Israel or even in the Middle East, although every day we hear of more American casualties and more Iraqis being killed or slaughtered. We're dealing, usually between 50 and 100 people a day over there. I mean, things are just in total chaos. And then we're not hearing too much about the military forces being concentrated in the Persian Gulf, which can only be explained on the basis of the fact that our government is intent upon going to war with Iran, and as you know, the leaders of Iran seem to be intent upon going to war with the West. And in the last few days, the generals, military leaders of Syria and Iran have been holding secret high-level meetings, planning something. We don't know what, but we can conjecture on that. All the information we're getting out of the Near East and the Middle East suggests that Syria is convinced there's going to be a war with Israel this summer. And of course, they have some very, very sophisticated cruise missiles, far better than they've had before. And believe me, those cruise missiles can be accurately targeted with, of course, the various techniques that we have given to the Soviet Union and to the Communist Chinese to be used by our enemies against Israel and the United States, which really doesn't make sense, but so much of what goes on today doesn't make sense. And with that as a background, Barry, how are you today?
Oh, pretty good. The world's collapsing, but I'm all right.
All right, fine. Well, let's get your take on what's going on. I'm always fascinated to hear what you have to say.
Well, I'm beyond cake anymore. I'm in the business with Virginia Tech. We've gone over thoroughly. Now new information is coming out about Cho's sister working for the CIA, working with Iraq in some way. And now we're getting a little curiosity. But you don't... It'll be just like Columbine. It's as simple as that. You'll have a few people who are asking major questions. In Columbine, the big one was Klebold and the father in the Air Force and staying behind on the base while it was going through an experiment for a year and a half. All of these things went away. This Michael Moore did a really, really flimsy movie about bowling for Columbine, which didn't have anything to do with Columbine at all. And that's what's going to happen to Virginia Tech. This was a massacre. This person, without a doubt, should be thoroughly, completely investigated, find out where they brainwashed him, and just say that this was another in a long series of massacres to make Americans so insecure they don't even trust that they can send their children to school or to university because they may die, and they'll demand harsher measures and more surveillance and so on and so forth. But no one's doing that. And it's uncanny because really, once the first two people were killed, that campus should have been home to hundreds of policemen searching for the armed killer, and then it just goes downhill from there. Of course, my favorite part is he, in the middle of his murder spree after murdering two people, well, he just feels like mailing a letter. I mean, that's, of course you're going to mail a letter in the middle of your murder spree.
We'll be back here in just a moment with Barry. Hang on to that thought, Barry. We'll be right back here at Genesis.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course Barry's talking about what happened to Virginia Tech, and you know, this is just sort of reminiscent of 9-1-1 when Muhammad Atta very conveniently had a list of the names of all of the hijackers in his car that he just happened to leave in a parking lot there, and of course immediately the FBI knew that that car belonged to Muhammad Atta, and they had that car within 24 hours. And I wonder how many cars, you know, are parked in a parking lot, and the FBI goes out to check them, you know, immediately. But this one was picked up immediately, and with 24 hours, Fortunately, we can thank Muhammad Ali that we had all the information on all of those hijackers. Wasn't that thoughtful of Muhammad Ali? And of course, this, the same thing would hold true with what happened, you know, in Virginia Tech. Wasn't it convenient that Joe should have sent this information off to NBC? So we'd have all of the information so we'd know exactly what happened. It's sort of like, reminds me of Timothy McVeigh in the book American Terrorist, which Timothy McVeigh supposedly dictated to a couple of reporters, where he told how he's driving the yellow Ryder truck down towards the Murrah building, and he's got two fuses there, to this massive bomb in the back of his truck. One's a five-minute film, fuse, so he lights up 5 minutes away from the building, and then he's driving down the street. He doesn't know there may be traffic. He doesn't know what's going to happen, whether there'll even be a parking place in front of the building. But a minute away from the building, while he's stopped at the stop sign, he lights a one-minute fuse, and then, of course, he proceeds to the Murrah building. Now, anybody who honestly believes that sort of a story has to be incredibly naive. So pick up the story there, Barry.
Well, again, at the post office, it was not Cho who murdered, who mailed the letter. We've never seen the clerk on TV. Whoever he or she may be claims that she spotted one extra number in the zip code. And then, of course, on the envelope was the very, very censored Ach Ismael, the Arab threat. Ismael, which is only Arabic, has suddenly become Yishmael, it's become Hebrew, it's become Moby Dick, but there was a definite Arabic side to this massacre that nobody wants to play up very much, so they made it disappear. But if you believe CNN, well, he's wearing a flak jacket now. He's got a backpack with 225 bullets and two revolvers. And he is going to take another 50-minute walk to get to Norris Hall, and then he's still going to have 20 minutes with nothing to do. He gets in the building because they have a card, an identity card. Who gave him the card? He wasn't a student in that building. The only other option is that he rushed the student who was opening the door, but, again, no student said that happened, and there's no body by the door, so I guess it didn't really happen. Now, the thing with Norris Hall, and don't underestimate this, this was the Jewish Holocaust Day, Yom HaShoah, and in this very, very Gentile university, there's one Jew teaching, for all I know, but there's one Israeli Holocaust survivor in the hundreds of buildings at Virginia Tech, and he chooses that building. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't believe it's a coincidence. Even though I have no proof, I don't believe it was a coincidence. This isn't just randomness now. This is aiming for something. Now, also very, very suspicious, well, the professor's being massacred, his class is escaping, and he's supposedly holding the door. And by the way, after days when no one claimed this happened, on Larry King 2 nights ago, a student said it happened, that he held the door. I think he was coached, but it still doesn't matter. The fact is that he was murdered. He got his class out of the classroom. He was a good guy, so he deserves to die with fame. But I'll tell you, no one said what they said happened until 2 nights ago on Larry King. Nonetheless, outside the building is, well, it's Jamil Al-Barzouti of the, Wolf Blitzer calls him, the distinguished Barzouti family of the Middle East. Marwan Barzouti of Jerusalem is a mass murderer. He's sitting in jail for mass murder, and Blitzer now turns him into the distinguished Barzouti family. He filmed the policeman outside the building. So you've got one Holocaust survivor professor getting murdered, and you've got one Palestinian member of a mass murdering family, the Barzoutis, all in this scene. I don't like it. I want to tell you, I don't like it. It's just too good to be true. And then, of course, we've got one major problem with, and now hear me out about this. You can find it on the internet. The last person supposedly to the only person to hear the killer kill himself. Now, he tells the story that he is playing possum on the ground, and then the Cho comes and shoots him in the buttocks and the shoulder, and he still doesn't move. Now, I don't believe that. You shoot someone in the ass, they're going to move, all right? And that's what I think happened. I think if he was really shot in the buttocks and the shoulder, he would move. But nonetheless, despite that really unbelievable testimony, he claims that he, with his eyes closed, there was no witness to the shooting, but he heard two shots, and then the gunman fell. Well, who fired either one or both shots then? Because if you put a bullet to your temple, you don't get a second shot. If he heard two shots, that man's face was so disfigured that the police couldn't identify him because they blew off that man's face. It's that simple. Now, you look at all these little clues, and there are many, many other clues, by the way, many, many others. But you look at these clues, and you say to yourself, this has got to be investigated, thoroughly investigated. If I were a parent who lost my child because I sent it to college, I would hold that university up to a magnifying glass and find out why my son died. This was a programmed killing. This guy had help. There were others there.
Well, of course, you know, there's this thing that Mark Phillips has put out, at least and Kathy O'Brien has put out from their book, Access Denied, saying that this was a center, a CIA center, that had programs there for a long time. We'll see if we can get more information on that. But obviously there's something very, very strange about that.
Every facet of this murder had to have been helped along in some way. I just can tell you this. I know all the weaknesses in the case, and they're really... I mean, the guy's dressed like Rambo. Well, nobody notices the guy in a flak jacket with a bulging backpack is roaming down their camp. No one pays any attention to this. Not the post office, not the sidewalk. Look, there are many sides to this that aren't real. The point of the matter is there will be many more killings and many more innocent children killed. Unless somebody, somewhere, wakes up and realizes this is an extension of the MKUltra program of the 1950s when the CIA learned to program minds. Oh, and by the way, I stumbled on a book title yesterday. You were right. It's Journey into Madness by Gordon Thomas.
Right.
He covered the MKUltra, well, not study, the program. Gordon Thomas is an Irish writer, a nice guy, and he actually quotes me in his books. Believe me, a lot of writers, most writers, won't do that. Can you believe the stuff I'm saying is considered radical?
Well, not to anybody who knows what's going on in the world, that's for certain.
Well, I mean, what's radical about this? We're going over the evidence. We're looking at the evidence thoroughly rationally. I don't believe I've had a radical claim, except I don't know where he was brainwashed, but to get all this done, he's going to have to need some help. Look, again, he was very skilled. He was a great shot, but he didn't just shoot the people. He went back and shot them three times. This was someone trained to kill a lot of people. There were all kinds of questions about how he got so good at what he did, how he knew to lock doors, how he knew how to get into doors which were blocked by security cards. All of these have to be answered. Why the only one who heard him getting shot, heard two shots. You know, these things have all got to be answered in a commission of inquiry that is somehow or another honest.
Well, I think, you know, we know that they cover things up because at Columbine, they still have not released all the information. 9 years later, why the parents are furious. They wanted to destroy all the information and the, you know, evidence, but they, judge wouldn't let them destroy it, but they still will not release the information. What are they concealing at Columbine, and what will they be concealing there at Virginia Tech?
Oh, Columbine was filled with men in black coats outside handing out the armaments to the two guys. I know all this, but and of course the Air Force experiments on the father and the kid, and there's lots of things they could be hiding. Look, again, Virginia Tech had a CIA connection, which is getting on my nerves. Cho's sister works for the CIA in the Iraqi department. Of course she does. You know, she's the one who told somebody, I got a perfect candidate for you, I suppose. Or somebody hired her because, to get close to him. Who knows how this works? All I know is all the predictable things. The day the massacre happened, I said, this guy is going to be on antidepressants. It's guaranteed. He's going to have someone in his family with some sort of security job. It all, it's like George Bush's son is having dinner in Denver with Hinckley's brother. And that's a true story, by the way. The day after Reagan is shot by Hinckley, the night before Reagan is shot by Hinckley, George Bush's son Neil is having dinner discussing banks and savings and loans with Hinckley's brother in Denver. Now, when that happens, well, you know that's impossible. You know that Hinckley had to have been isolated because of people he knew, and you know.
Hang on, we'll be right back. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Looking at the picture, I'll tell you, I was on a news group for many, many years, Jewish, and then as soon as I said anything about Virginia Tech, the news group hostess, a Jewish lady, went crazy, and every time what I just said to you, I wrote down, and I said, these are the holes, they have to be filled, and she said, they're not holes, anyone can fill them. The guy was crazy. It was an act by a crazy person. That was that. You know, I'm not in this news group anymore, which doesn't disappoint me. I have too much email as it is. But neither here nor there, people can. I don't know what's wrong with people's heads.
Well,
I've never been able to understand why people cannot see the holes in this case, why they can't see the holes in every case. But none of these murders get solved. None of them. And I'm not just talking about the early ones like the Kennedys and Martin Luther King, the famous ones. I'm talking about the little high school in Arkansas or the little high school in Paducah, Kentucky. It doesn't, the big high school outside of Denver. The fact of the matter is nobody is thinking in terms of conspiracy. They're thinking in terms of what did we do wrong to our children.
It's very, very interesting, you know, on the 60 Minutes this last Sunday, why they interviewed a couple of people. I think that they were from the Secret Service. And they'd done an analysis of all these school shootings and this very scholarly presentation, you know, that the one thing that they get found after talking to all these young people is there wasn't any continuity between them. Didn't mention the fact that many of them were on antidepressants. You know, and then, of course, you know, they just played down every possibility there was any sort of a conspiracy here. They didn't mention the fact that somebody to this very day is covering up the truth about Columbine. And this was obviously an effort to control the perception of the American people. I mean, they had to put this program together in just a couple of days, unless maybe they had it sitting there waiting ahead of time, because it takes quite a while to put together one of those 60-minute programs. And just 6 days after the tragedy at Virginia Tech, 60 Minutes already had the program, dealing with what happened to Virginia Tech. Isn't that convenient?
Well, I'm going to use an Israeli example because that's actually why people probably want to hear me if they do. It's because I know it a bit. I'm going to talk about the first murder I exposed in Israel, the one predating Rabin, and that was of his assistant, Montagur. Did you know that Rabin's deputy defense minister was also murdered?
No, I really didn't.
Well, I sent you a book many months ago, Shapite's Traitors and Carpetbaggers in the Promised Land. Have a look at the murder of Montagur. Now, we must recall that there was a murder that kind of trained me for what was in the air. Montagur was the deputy defense minister. One day in July of 1994, July of 1995. This was only 3.5 months before Rabin was murdered. Montagur suddenly one day put a bullet through his neck. Not head, by the way. Through his neck. And immediately I knew something was wrong. It went right through his throat and killed him. He was a military man. He's the one who captured Jerusalem in the 67 war. If he's going to kill himself, at least he'll put it through his head. But he was shot through the neck, which is a very symbolic thing, because he was going to talk, apparently. There's a lot of that neck disease. My friends Adir Zeke and Joel Bainerman, and they all get it in the neck. But nonetheless, After he died, his a physician at Ichilov Hospital, again Ichilov, head of oncology there, he had a very Argentinian name. Let that one go again. I have too much knowledge in my head right now, and I had this little stroke given to me a year ago. I don't have the same memory. But nonetheless, he told the Israeli public that, what is this? Why would he kill himself? He was not dying of cancer. Now, here's the big one. Supposedly, Montecor killed himself because he was dying of cancer. He wasn't dying of cancer. And that was the whole point. His doctor told him that, told the Israeli public that he spent 3 months in Memorial Hospital, Veterans Hospital in Manhattan. And that the growth had disappeared. He had a growth on his brain. It had now disappeared.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair, and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Barry Shamish. And Barry, before I go on, I'd like you to go ahead and get your web page out there and tell your listeners how they can get your books there at lulu.com.
Yeah, Lulu is easy. Just lulu.com. You'll see search right in my name, Chamish. Up will come the books. My website is the Barry Shamish website, all one long word. TheBarryChamishWebsite.com. Our interviews are always there, on the main page. And let me go backwards once again to Motegur. Motegur was Rabin's deputy defense minister. He was opposed to Oslo. He was going crazy. He was the only person in Rabin's cabinet who went to Hebron and told the people, the Jews of Hebron, in my day there would have been 13 other communities surrounding you and you wouldn't be in such danger. He was the only friend the settlers had in Rabin's cabinet, and they killed him for it. Now, I'll tell you what the what I had forgotten before, and it hit me in the commercial. His doctor's name is Dr. Samario Chaitchin. If anyone cares about this, and I hope somebody someday just records these interviews, and maybe there'll be a record of the real Israeli history, because Dr. Chaitchin told the Israeli people that Motegur could not have killed himself over his cancer. And that's what we were told. He killed himself because of his cancer. Dr. Chaitchik told us that the cancer was completely gone. It was cured in New York. He came back into Israel 7 weeks before. He was still very thin from the treatments, but the growth was gone. And when I read this, I knew they killed him. Okay? Then you find out he didn't leave a note. Then you find out he left a very short note. I don't want my family to suffer. Okay, then we find out the big one. This was mine. I'm now looking up everything about Motegur. And by the way, this was a shock in Israel. When you woke up that July and you got the message that Motegur, the hero who liberated Jerusalem, had killed himself, he wasn't the kind of guy who would kill himself. This was true blue military, honest. And then he kills himself. And then I read his secretary. His personal secretary went over the week that he had prepared for himself. Now, here's a guy about to kill himself. He arranges a radio interview on Avi Bettelheim's radio show. He arranges doctor's appointments. He arranges personal appointments. The whole week is busy with his appointments. What kind of a guy about to kill himself makes such a busy schedule ahead of time? And I'm talking about the night before he's found dead, he's making this appointment to do an interview on the Voice of Israel. The guy was killed, and I knew it. And I wrote, back then I had a newsletter. It was called Inside Israel. I was a co-editor with Joel Bainerman. We talked about everything, and we made it the headline, the giant headline, the murder of Motegur. Now, we didn't know how far Oslo would take Rabin. It led to his murder 3.5 months later. It led to Rabin's murder. And this we covered first. Now, I want you to know something. I gave lectures all through Israel. And in one lecture, a nurse from Iqaluv Hospital, she was in the cancer ward. She worked with Dr. Samario Chaitchik. She heard my lecture on Rabin. She takes me aside and says, "You're absolutely right about Gur. He didn't have cancer anymore." That's all she told me and walked away. They killed Rabin's deputy before they killed Rabin. And his family do not say anything about it. Nothing. Now, I'm going to give you another murder. And this is an extremely important murder, because Rechavam Zaavi, we called him Gandhi in Israel, was the tourism minister 2 days before. Now, by the way, the information I'm about to give you, I got a great deal of help from a Jerusalem journalist named David Bedin and the lawyer Larry Goldbart. They took me aside and they said, "This is why you were right. Zaavi was murdered by Paris, and we found out why." And they started telling me that Zaavi was given information about how Paris was going to destroy Israel through the Washington Institute. Now, watch out. That's Martin Indyk. It's very, very serious. Now, the deal between Paris and the Washington Institute was between Paris and his cohort. His name was Nimrod Novik. Nimrod Novik was working for the Washington Institute, and there was an American plan. This, by the way, it goes all the way to the depths of the CFR. Martin Indyk did not become who he is without being thoroughly tied to the establishment. He was born in Australia. He had no American citizenship. Who gave him this Washington Institute peace tank? Why do all these Israeli upcoming prime ministers like Ehud Barak and show up at this peace tank? And where do they leave with so much money? Well, they said outright, Gandhi was given the Paris file by someone working in the Washington Institute. His name was Sheldon Cohen. And I wrote this down, and now we return to the murder. Gandhi, in the end, would have to pay $900,000 for this material. He refused. Nonetheless, he got enough in his head to say to Sharon, "Sharon, you throw Paris out of here within 2 days. And if you don't throw Paris out of the government, if you don't remove him from the cabinet, I'm going to take my party. Avigdor Lieberman will be leaving with me and his party, and Benny Alon will be leaving with me with his party. We're going to leave you short of a government. And 2 days, and if you don't do it, I'm going to the Knesset, I'm resigning, and I'm giving a whole speech on the betrayal of Israel by Shimon Peres." This is actual fact. Now, here's how we know what he was going to say. The night before Rehavam Gandhi Zaevi was murdered, Arutz Sheva, the only alternative voice left in Israel, and by the way, it is really dying now. It is really a dying voice. But in its time, it was very, very big. He let loose with about a quarter of his speech, and it attacked Peres almost to the jugular. What he was going to say in the Knesset was going to be devastating to Peres. At 7:30 the next morning, he is staying in the Hyatt Hilton Hotel. He gets a message that he is wanted for a radio interview on Army Radio, Galit Sahal. He goes up to the 8th floor. Now, please, I want to tell you who was on the 8th floor. Yisrael, what's his name? For now, we'll say Mizrahi. I'll think of it in 2 seconds. He was head of the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces Central Command. He was behind the murder. I say that with some confidence. He let the Tomb of Joseph was attacked in 96. He let a Druze soldier who was wounded bleed to death. Instead of sending a helicopter to rescue him, he let this Druze soldier bleed to death. This guy was leading the war for the government against the settlers of Yesha, and he was head of the IDF Central Command. By the way, all this is found in my book, Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust. Go to lulu.com again. All the details are found. Also on the 8th floor, Gideon Ezra, deputy head of the defense ministry, the deputy minister of defense was also on this floor. His room was on this floor. Former head of the Shabak, Yosef Sarid of the Shatz party, was on this floor. And guess what? There was no bodyguard on this floor. Just any Arab could show up and kill the deputy minister of defense and then kill Rehavam Zaevi, because that's what happened. He went to his door, put the card in the door, and he was shot dead. And Israel was stunned that the Arabs could do this and escape. Well, I did some tracing, and I found the direct tie to Peres and why he had to shut him up. And by the way, Benny Elon and Avigdor Lieberman rejoined the government within seconds of Zaevi getting killed. Within seconds. They knew it was a hit. They knew it was a hit. Leave it at that. These are two sleazy gentlemen, and they knew it was a hit. And they're paying very, very deeply for their sleaziness. Peres knocked off Zaevi, and I proved it. And by the way, he was the only one with a motive. And I believe it or not, I traced the actual hit to Islamic Jihad in Damascus. giving the order for the killers in Jerusalem, working with the Shabak, they killed Rechabam Ze'evi. You have to understand that Israel really murders a lot more than what I've even said.
Yeah, but I mean, the idea, Barry, that the Shabbat would work with the Islamic Jihad.
They work hand in hand with all the Arab organizations.
And I think that is really what's so important. In other words, the Islamic Jihad, I mean, these things are just front organizations for the real power structure.
This wasn't just that. Islamic Jihad, look, there's a French Christian organization called Islamic Jihad. Their leader died in the arms of Mitterrand. He had cancer and he was taken from Damascus. George Habash was their leader and their founder. It was not Islamic Jihad. I take it back. It was the Democratic. It was the Democratic Liberation for Palestine.
Right.
You're absolutely right. You caught me. It was the Democratic Liberation of Palestine organization, PDLP, whatever it was. That's who did the hits. And Paris could lift the phone to France, and France could do all the arranging for him. Okay, thank you. That makes a big difference. I haven't told this story in a long time. I used to tell this story in all my lectures in Hebrew in Israel. But that's how they killed the Deputy Minister of Defense and the Tourism Minister. And these were both Paris hits. We have a murderer in the cabinet. His name is Shimon Peres, and people don't understand what a vicious murderer he is. And I've devoted a little too much time to him. Now we've got to ask the big question. Why don't their families say something? How's that for a big question?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious that they certainly don't have enough life insurance to be sure they're going to stay alive. And
they all claim that it was a legitimate murder. Ze'evi's son claims that he was murdered legitimately by Arabs. Gur's family claims that he was upset and killed himself one day. None of the families suspect a thing. You can kill anyone in Israel. We just talked about two cabinet ministers. Remember when I do this so often, when people say Israel's no different than anywhere else, I said, you're very, very wrong. Israel is far more corrupt than anywhere else. And the major reason is Shimon Peres. He runs a hit squad and he kills people, and he's going to end up being prime minister when Olmert goes, or president when Katsav goes. The fact of the matter is he's a cancer in Israel. It's his Shimon Peres. That's what he is. But neither here nor there, Sharon was murdered. Like it or not, he was murdered. And I've explained it on this show how it was done. Last person he sees before his stroke is Paris. He's sharing tea with him in a private meeting in the Knesset. You can trace it. Oh, and who brings him into the Hadassah hospital? Yoram Rubin. He only pulled the trigger on Yitzhak Rabin. I repeat the name, Yoram Rubin. He pulled the trigger. Now, I'm going to go. Now, what we're talking about is Sharon is dead. Rabin is dead. Benjamin Ben Svi is dead. We already went through this. In Paris, the ambassador, their former cabinet minister. Ze'evi is dead. Raful is dead. They're all being knocked off in Israel. And no one understands. They're all right-wing, by the way. They're all right-wing, except Montagur, who knew that Oslo was a farce and it was going to destroy Israel. Now, I've got two stories. Number one, I want to just mention very briefly, while this was going on, I was working for the Genesis News Service in London, and I interviewed the person negotiating the water agreement with Jordan. We were going to have a new peace treaty. Jordan was going to get 50 million cubic feet of meters of water every year. Israel's had a water shortage ever since the so-called peace accords because they can't keep up with the waters giving Jordan. And he did something most unexpected. Now, I knew him because I knew a soldier. We were friends in the army, and he was his assistant, and I went to the Water Commission in Tel Aviv, and then we went out. He ordered a couple of beer, and he started crying. He says, Lord, help me if these people don't know what they're doing. This country is going to die of thirst within a generation. These people better know what they're doing. I can't believe I've given away our water. And he started telling me that we're looking for every source of water. We don't have any more water. And he started getting very upset that he was the guy negotiating this thing. Israel gave away its water to Jordan as part of Oslo. The Kinneret has been sinking every year since then. If we're lucky, we have a good year and it rises a bit. It's disrupted the entire Jordan River. It's dying. The Dead Sea is dying. Everything is dying because in 1996, I believe it was, Israel gave away the necessary difference between the water it needed and the water it used to Jordan. And all of this was done for Oslo. Now, I'm going to tell you this story about Carmi Gilon. Carmi Gilon was the head of our Shabak, and he was the one who gave the order to murder Rabin. Now, I forget the year, maybe it was 1997, I believe. By now, the Israeli government and all their PR flacks have made this shameful mass murderer, Carmi Gilon, who was head of the Jewish department when Goldstein supposedly shoots up 51 Arabs. He didn't do it, of course. He's head of the whole Shabak. That's his reward for Goldstein shooting 51 Arabs. He becomes head of the whole Shabak, and then Rabin gets killed, and then what is his reward? He becomes head of the Water Commission, of all things. Now, and then Peres makes him the ambassador to Denver, even though he's had no power whatsoever diplomatically in his life. I see a meeting in Jerusalem with Carmi Gilon is going to talk about his diplomacy. And I put it out on the internet. Let's go, everybody. Let's make this the worst meeting of his life. And I was a success. Nadia Matar brought her women in green. The right came out. And the right didn't do what I expected them to do. They were supposed to hammer him about the Rabin assassination, and they were asking thoroughly useless questions about what he had written, supposedly written, in the New York Times, and this and this. And I couldn't stand it anymore. These right-wingers are so damn stupid. I said, we can get Elon right here in this
Barry,
room.
Barry, so we're out of time. Out of time. We're going to pick this up another time. God bless you. We'll talk to you later. Thanks very much. It's been fascinating as always.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of...
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you've worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
An opportunity to hear the truth, and some of those are on very, very large and, believe me, expensive radio stations. So if you're in a position to help and you agree with our message, we'd love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Now, of course, we do hope that if you have not yet seen my DVD or video, The Brotherhood of Darkness, or read the book, you'll get it. Now we have some people who distribute the book, large numbers of them, and if you help us distribute it, why, we'll cut the price on it as low as we possibly can. And then, of course, we have a new DVD out, which I think is really very important. It's called Forbidden Secret. And there really is a secret that has been suppressed for 5,000 years. And you need to understand what it is. You certainly don't want to begin accessing the power and wealth that is available to you, because if you do, well, you'll pay for it with your eternal soul. But you need to understand what is really going on and what motivates the people in key positions in government. That's Forbidden Secret. And then, of course, to supplement this and put it into proper perspective, the DVDs, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, The Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, and then, of course, the DVDs and or videos, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, 3-hour, 4-hour, 10-hour version. When you have seen all of these, you'll know more than most college professors or certainly most Phi Beta Kappas, I will tell you for sure. And you really begin to understand the spiritual battle that's going on today. All of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, of course, then we want to mention that I think we're in some very, very difficult times. And if you haven't started laying in emergency supplies, this is an excellent time. Do it now. I mean, as you know, that there's certainly a drought in Australia. They're going to lose most of their wheat crop. The rabbits are coming back in really tremendous numbers, eating up the crops there in Australia. The wheat rust is in the crops, certainly in Africa and other countries. We're having the problem with the honeybees. The genetic pollen has actually contaminated most of the rice crop in the Central Valley of California, one of the big rice producers. Now, if you do get any of the rice and products through my ministry, why, of course, our rice comes from Arkansas. And I know David Sibley, who puts it together, he's been doing it for 35 years, and David does a real good job. Anyway, if you'd like a health catalog, if you'd like an emergency food catalog, we'll be glad to send one along for you. And just give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a regular catalog, I will certainly be glad to get one for you. And then please go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Remember, you can listen to our programs there 3 hours a day, live or archived or on the MP3. And then, of course, there are other sources, the American News Net program at 7 o'clock Pacific every day, this Genesis program you're listening to now on GCNLive.com, and encourage others to listen. We need to get as many people informed as we can in the time that's allotted to us. And, of course, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty. We ask you to pray for our provision and our protection, because we're on the front lines of what is it? truly a spiritual battle for the survival of Western civilization and for the souls of men. And if you do not personally have a relationship with our Lord, why, we, if you'd like to give us a call, we'd be glad to talk to you. But remember, if you were to die tomorrow, where would you spend eternity? Are you absolutely certain? Well, we'll be back in just a moment.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a look...
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And, well, this afternoon, one of my favorite guests, Joyce Riley, is with us for the Power Hour. Hi, Joyce. How are you doing?
Well, hi, Dr. Stan. That's very kind of you. It's nice to talk to you.
Well, it's always good to have you. What are we going to talk about this afternoon?
Well, I've got some serious concerns right now about these returning troops from Iraq for a lot of reasons.
All right. Well, I'm concerned about them, too, because we're told that within, you know, 3 months of being home, about 30% of them have some sort of an illness, and nobody quite knows what it is.
Well, what my concern is what I'm afraid that every parent and every wife and every spouse is going to be thinking. And I hesitate almost in saying these things because I know there are people listening that have someone who is over there now, who is recently home, and may be affected by this. But we have to look at the facts, and that is that there are a huge number of cases of these veterans that are literally losing their ability to use good judgment and are committing homicides and suicides. Now, this is not a scare tactic, and it almost seems like a page out of some kind of horrible, horrible novel that I would never read. But unfortunately, we do know that there are, after talking to a number of attorneys, there are hundreds of these Gulf War veterans from Gulf War I and now Gulf War II that are committing heinous crimes that were basically never so much as anything other than a Boy Scout all their lives. And I very much fear even talking about this, but I think it has to be addressed. And as soon as we address it and people can start putting pressure on the Department of Defense and the VA to do something about it, I think we're going to be in a better position. What is happening is these returning troops, now to the tune of one-third of them that have now been given mental illness diagnoses, are being given that along with brain injury in a very convenient form so that later on they're going to be able to disavow any problems. In other words, the Department of Defense can say, hey, they had a mental problem, they had it before they went over there, or they got it there, it's too much stress for them, they couldn't handle it. And I don't want to see these people written off like this. What we are hearing and what we know is happening from these troops is that they are developing a form of amnesia at a time in their life in which they commit a crime. Now, whether there are people that are interested in mind control that are listening and hopefully can help us put the pieces of this together. But what we're finding, Dr. Stan, is a three-hour memory loss in many of these people in which they do a heinous crime. They honestly don't know what happened. Now, there are people that are on death row right now, people that are awaiting trial with the death penalty, and one Gulf War veteran who has been executed. Now, we talk about supporting the veterans, but I don't support this mission, I have to tell you. I am very much at the point of saying this is absolutely wrong. I cannot support it, even though I served as a captain in the Air Force at one point. This is nothing I can support any longer, especially when I know what we're doing to these troops.
Well, sister, we destroyed the health of many of them who went over there during the first Gulf War, and we know how seriously ill many of those are. And a significant number of them have died. In fact, I have the report from the Veterans Administration that Grocki put me onto. I got off their website talking to the 695,000 that went over. They said 610,000 are still presumed to be alive. 610,000, that's 85,000. What happened to the other 85,000? Nobody asks, and nobody wants to know. Maybe nobody really cares. Well, this is Dr. Stad here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is Joyce Riley. From the Power Hour, certainly one of the most important radio programs out there in America. And later on we'll tell you how you can listen to Joyce's programs, but Joyce was a captain in the Air Force. She's a registered nurse, spent many years working in cardiac surgery. But she's talking about the fate of the young men who are coming back from the first Gulf War, the second Gulf War, and the fact that we know that certainly of the young men returning from overseas today, within 3 months, a third of them, 30% of them, have some sort of a disease. But what Joyce is pointing out is that many of these young men seem to have a mental problem, and they're having episodes of amnesia, and some of them are committing terrible and horrible crimes, and we don't know what's happening to their minds. But there's some serious illness that these people have, and certainly many of them are being given permanent disability. A third of the young, healthy people who go over, who survive and don't lose an arm or a leg or aren't killed, but a third of those who survive are coming down with an illness. We've never had a war like this before, except maybe the first Gulf War. Go ahead, Joyce.
Well, I received a police report from an attorney the other day, and I was actually reading literally everything that took place in this double homicide. It was a case of a Gulf War veteran, and I don't want to give out too many of the facts, but just suffice it to say, he had never, ever even been angry at anybody that anyone ever knew. He was a person who served his country well. He came back, and he seemed to be, for all intents and purposes, okay except depressed. But he never raged. He never got angry. He had a wonderful family. And on one day, on a very special day in this family's life, he all of a sudden did the heinous crime of killing his family for no reason. He didn't even know that it had been done. In fact, in reading the police report, when they went to the hospital, the police were investigating it and talking about this. The man didn't even know that he had committed a crime. Now, this is very similar to the other cases that I've read and the other attorneys that I've talked to. Is that, and I think I mentioned this one time before, one particular man that I was familiar with in Washington State who had actually met Garth Nicholson and begged for help from the VA, and all they would do was give him SSRI drugs or antidepressants. He'd gone down to Florida, and he was going to be married. He loved his fiancée dearly. She had three children.
Hold that thought, Joyce, for just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Joyce Riley, and she's telling the story of this young man who had ended up killing his family, and of course he He didn't even remember it. He didn't even know a crime had been committed. And so she was telling us that he went down to, was it Florida to marry this woman he was very much in love with? Go ahead, Joyce.
And he ended up killing them, not realizing that he had done it. And he called the police. He called 911. And he said, I need to tell you all that my fiance and her children are dead in my house. And I'm the only one here. He said, I think I must have done it. Well, nobody will call and say, gee, I just committed some people. I'm here. Come on over here and get me. I mean, normally people want to get away after a murder, but not in this case. In this particular case, this man never had any conscious memory of what happened. I testified in a case, or I was attempting to testify in a case at a military base, in which a man had killed his wife also. And the night before, he had been seen acting like he was a helicopter. He was a captain who was a commander of a helicopter unit, a Black Hawk helicopter unit. And he was thinking that he was a helicopter the night before. He then killed his wife, and he didn't have any real recollection of it. Now, I have to tell you, I talked to this man many, many times. Paid for many calls from that prison, from that cell, and he did not understand at all what he had done. He knew that he did it. He knew that he did it, and he knew he was standing trial, and he is now serving a life sentence. But he was a captain in the Army.
Well, do you think that these people have dissociative personalities? In other words, certainly you can program people, and you can, through repeated trauma, create these dissociative personalities that Dr. Colin Ross has written so extensively of. What do you think it is, Joyce?
Well, I think it's that. I think it is a combination of the drugs that they're taking and the chemical reaction that they've had in the Persian Gulf. I think the depleted uranium, which is neurotoxic to them, I think that that is what causes a certain area of the brain to decompensate. The brain spec scans that have been done on these troops, nearly all of them have the same defect in the same area of their brains. So that coupled with the idea that they give them things like Prozac, Zoloft, Wellbutrin, whatever, seems to compound the problem because they all have the history of both of those things. The exposure in the Persian Gulf plus the exposure of, or plus the drugs that they were given. Now here's the interesting thing, is the VA hospital does not make these troops come back to get refills on these prescriptions. So they go in, they see a psychological, aide, intern, whatever you want to call them. None of them have hardly ever seen a psychiatrist to go into the VA system. But they see some intern or psychologist and they are ruled as being mentally ill or PTSD or somatic disorder, whatever it is they want to give them. Then these troops are placed on the drugs. They're usually given some form of a test prior to doing that or a psych evaluation by an intern, and then placed on these drugs. But these drugs are so powerful, so unbelievably powerful. We all know that if you go to the internet and look under SSRI drugs or antidepressants, you need to be monitored and followed because they are incredibly, incredibly powerful. They're not being monitored and followed. In fact, they are being given these drugs to bring home, and a lot of them, and then they're mailed to them. Now, this is unheard of, that you would mail drugs to these troops who are unstable to begin with, depressed, very, very depressed. I mean, why would anybody give them enough of a supply to kill themselves if they're depressed? But that's what the VAs are doing. So they bring these drugs home with them. They are mounting up in the house. Other people take them sometimes because they get so many of them and they get so stuporous with taking these drugs. Many of them are on 2, 3, and 4 of them, that they stop taking them, or they go off of them. They forget they're taking them. They don't know what they're doing. And therein lies the problem. Now, those of you who have been to the website, drugawareness.org, if you go to that website, and again, it's drugawareness.org, there is a case file of 1,500 cases there of all of the people who are homicide, suicide situations and under the influence of these drugs. It'll tell you which drug, when the crime was committed, what they did. Now, it's not just Prozac, Paxil, Celexa, Seraphim. And by the way, those of you, and I do like to mention these drugs because a lot of people don't even realize they're on antidepressants. They don't realize they're on SSRI drugs. But Prozac has changed its pill to Seraphim in some cases for women because that makes it a kinder, gentler name. It's called Prozac in the pink pill. There's a drug called Lexapro and, of course, Luvox. Then there's a lesser-known Remeron, Anafranil, Effexor, Serzone, and Cymbalta, which is now being advertised a lot on the television, and, of course, Zyban, which is Wellbutrin. Now, these drugs cause insomnia. They cause an inability to sleep, to rest. The mind doesn't rest, and then they become very aggressive. The reports are just legion of these troops. Now, it may be a huge, huge coincidence, Dr. Stan, that they were all in the area of Iraq or the Persian Gulf or depleted uranium, and they're on these drugs. But they end up becoming so stuporous and so out of it that many of them then stop the drugs, and that's where the problem begins, is this abruptly quitting the drugs. No one should ever abruptly quit the drugs. Now, I had one wife tell me that she was getting her husband off of, I believe it was Wellbutrin, and she said that it was so tenuous, it was so difficult to get him off these drugs, that she would shave off the pill every day. In other words, she would take a razor blade and shave off a little more each day on each pill, and she had to do it in that small of an increment to make sure that he didn't have a reaction, because aggressiveness is the reaction that she would get. So these troops are being given this, and the drug, and by the way, some of these drugs sort of take the form of ecstasy. And to make matters even worse, the Department of Defense, through the Veterans Administration, is providing our military that have returned home from Iraq, many of them, ecstasy. I don't know, have you read about that? Were you aware of that?
No, I really wasn't. I'm fascinated. Go ahead, Joyce.
And they are being placed on ecstasy. So the VA hospitals, all you have to do is go in and put VA hospital and the drug ecstasy, and you will see that it comes up with many, many matches that it's been used in experimental projects in the VA. Well, these drugs have cumulative effects on the troops. And as it stands right now, with all of the things that are taking place subsequent to the VT killings, they're now looking at saying, well, anybody who has any kind of a mental disorder should not be able to get a gun. Well, if you look at the Gulf War, that's over 350,000 people now that are returning from the second Gulf War that are not going to be allowed to get a gun. Now, I have to say, it's not a mental disorder with these troops. It's in many cases, in most cases, I would beg to say that it is an organic disorder, or an organic neurological brain disorder, not a chemical disorder. The chemicals are what makes it worse. So by placing these troops on these drugs, they have sealed their fate as far as a diagnosis goes.
But you know a better way is to destroy a nation than to destroy the young fighting men, the warriors in our society, so there'd be nobody to defend our nation against, of course, enemies both foreign and domestic?
Absolutely. And in the first Gulf War, we did a survey of all of the troops that we talked to, thousands of them, after the first Gulf War. I asked them, were you offered or placed on Prozac, Zoloft, Wellbutrin, whatever, antidepressant? 80% of them, Dr. Stan, no matter what they were complaining of, they could have had bleeding from the rectum. They could have had acid reflux. They could have had anything. They were placed on these drugs, 80% of them. Now, is anybody going to believe that we sent 80% of our troops to the Middle East that were head cases? I don't think so. Does anybody think that 80% of the 18-year-olds going in were mental problems? Of course not. Not going in, they weren't, but coming out, they were.
And now, certainly, I know that Prozac is a fluoride-based drug. What about the others? Are they all fluoride-based drugs as well, do you know?
Not all of them, but many of them are.
Right, of course, to that, and you can't help but wonder about the fluoride in the water, supplementing the fluoride in the pills, and we know these are powerful neurotoxins.
Mm-hmm. And there's some work now out by Gary Greenberg, who's been doing some work showing that he believes that the antidepressants permanently rewire the human brain. So again, their fate is sealed. Once the diagnosis is given to them, once they're given these drugs, they really are at the point of having structural changes in their brain that almost, I mean, it's as if Prozac rewires it. It's as if Prozac changes it. And then they get into the problems of dysfunction. Now, in reviewing these medical records the other day, in this particular murder case, I saw things such as, I saw all the symptoms. And when I was talking to the attorney, I said, I will tell you what your client looks like. And I haven't even looked at the medical records. You haven't even sent them to me yet. And he said, you've got to be kidding. How do you know what my client looks like physically or acts like physically? I said, I'll tell you right now. He has stomach problems. He has migraine headaches. He has depression. He has back pain. And he has joint pain in his knees. I said, am I right? And he said, wow, how did you know? I said, because he looks like the thousands of other Gulf War veterans. There is a trend. They are alike, and we need to do something about it. And that's why we've got to be aware of these returning troops and what they're going to be facing.
And that's why we've got to stop sending any more troops over there. And whether we like Senator Reid or not, and I don't like Senator Reid, I mean, somebody's got to stand up and say, we've got to stop sending our boys over there to die. And they're not necessarily going to die in Iraq. But, of course, they're going to be destroyed, and their minds are going to be destroyed, and their health is going to be destroyed, and they will not be able to defend our nation. Go right ahead, Joyce.
So after looking at these records, when I got them in the mail...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
And so now, with all of these organic problems that are actually real problems, plus the supposed PTSD or neurochemical problems that they have, they've got massive issues that the VA is not going to deal with. They don't want to deal with it. They won't deal with it. And now what are they going to do? That's one reason why we have got so many thousands of these troops already out on the streets, homeless. They cannot keep a job. Their families have said, look, there's nothing wrong with you. You're just lazy. Get a job. And in doing so, they've committed these guys to a horrible future, because it's not going to get any better on the streets for sure. Now, this problem is going to get worse. I'm already seeing a lot of cases. The first execution was held at Terre Haute, Indiana, for a black Gulf War veteran from Gulf War I. He was about 35 years old. About 53 years old. And I attempted to get a hold of the attorney, told him all the information that I knew, and tried to forestall the execution. And he acted as though he wanted to do something about it. And I said, well, here's what we need to do. Here's the kind of information that you need. And he never called me back again. The execution went off without a hitch, without a delay, and I felt so horrible that day because I knew that it was going to take place.
I went on the internet and sure enough, saw
where he had been executed early that morning.
Well, Joyce, how could that be, though? Ordinarily, it takes many years of appeals before somebody can be executed. Did he waive his rights to the appeals or what?
I don't think that he did, but I'll tell you that the cases like this are going to go very fast. Look at Tim McVeigh. The people they want to execute, it will happen, and it will be fast-tracked. And that's what scares me, because these troops don't have a chance. The Department of Defense does not want this information out. If anybody is aware of this, I mean, right now, if the entire country knew what you and I are talking about right now, the war would come to a screeching halt.
Well, now, really, does this website you mentioned list a large number of the veterans who are really in trouble with the law because of their violent behavior?
I'm sorry?
You mentioned a website there that was dealing with many of the people who have, veterans
with
violent behavior.
Yeah, drugawareness.org.
Right. How many are there up there?
1,500.
1,500, and are they all veterans?
No. They're not all veterans. That's a list of just all the people that they have been following in the news media.
All right.
Now, this person that has the website has been contacting me on the ones that are Gulf War veterans. Many of them are Gulf War veterans. And we've been trying to sometimes make contact with the attorneys. I don't solicit doing anything from them. In fact, I just want them to know the information that's out there, and I try to direct them to some websites. Because I'll tell you what happens is, when you contact an attorney and you say, you know, there's information that there's other Gulf War veterans that have done the same thing as your client has done, they're like in a state of shock. They had no idea. They said, well, you know, he said he had Gulf War illness, but I didn't think there was any problem. Because the Department of Defense has done a brilliant job of mind controlling the doctors in this country, of the media in this country, to let them think that there is no Gulf War illness, therefore these people are just weak, they have problems, and whatever. And so they're not treated. then when they go off like a cocked gun, as in this case, now remember, Tim McVeigh was a Gulf War veteran. The guy that committed the murders in Virginia 3 or 4 years ago, the black guy.
Muhammad, right.
Muhammad, yes. He was a Gulf War veteran. Now, is it a combination of mind control, the drugs, and whatever else? I don't know. Is it strictly that they were they involved in some kind of mind control project? We know they went on that these go on. We know it goes on in the military. We know that there are people that are subjected to this in this country. Operation Chaos, Operation Mockingbird. We know that it takes place, but we don't want to think that it could be happening to people like maybe the VTech killer. Who knows?
Well, I'll tell you what, we do know that Dr. Jocelyn West from the CIA was a frequent visitor to see Timothy McVeigh, and we had this from a number of different sources, so I don't think there's any question that Timothy McVeigh, we've never heard the full story on. What was Jolly West, the man who created the false memory syndrome organization that convinces there were no satanic murders? They had done all sorts of extensive testing for the CIA. Why was he down there visiting Timothy McVeigh there in the prison? And why didn't Timothy McVeigh want to see him? Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Joyce Riley as we explore some of these things. Ladies and gentlemen, a third of our young people coming back to the Gulf are ill within 3 months. We're killing our young people. Do you really care? Well, Joyce picked the story up there, and it's very disconcerting, but I know it's true. I know you wouldn't be on here saying this, and we've been following this, you know, this illness that so many of the young people have. A third of them have it, and I suspect as time goes by, an increasing number will come down ill and will never be the same, you know, as a result of their service in the Gulf. And this is what we ought to be talking about. You know, talking about what effect it's going to have on our young people, the people we need to defend America.
Absolutely. And with the young people, whether it's at Virginia Tech, whether it's in the military, whatever, these people are being exposed to both the horrendous drugs and the mind control. Now, I'm not saying all of them do. There is mind control in this country, and it is organized. You know, there was a survey of family practice physicians. They were asked how many of them had prescribed SSRI drugs or the antidepressants to children under age of 12. Over 75% of them had prescribed them for children. They're not even for children.
And they're not even authorized for children.
That's correct. And so you wonder what's happening to people. Now, the Virginia Tech killer, his sister works for the government. She's involved in who knows what she is involved in, who knows what this young man was involved in, how he got connected with them. But there's pictures, the picture that's on the Power Hour, I just have to encourage you to go to the website, and then if you tell me that these two men are the same in one, I mean, if you can actually believe that these two pictures are the same guy. You know, those photos got to NBC News just too fast. I mean, there's no cameras at all that were ever recording him anywhere, even though there were cameras everywhere he went. There was no picture of him at the post office. In a day and age when a young college kid is going to email absolutely everything he does, it's going to be emailed, it's going to be almost immediate, and there's going to be a trace on it. But he instead allegedly went to the post office. But this is how this is all being brought to control people, not guns. It's to control the people, and that's what's happening. And with these Gulf War veterans committing these crimes now, it's only going to play into the hands of all of the people that want to control guns, people, and want more antidepressant drugs out there. Because what they're saying is, you know, the justification for all of this is, well, they were depressed. That's why they were on the Prozac. Now, the question is, why do 12 times more people commit suicide on Prozac than any other antidepressant?
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, Joyce is just saying that why is it that 12 times as many people commit suicide when they're taking Prozac to counter their depression than normal people? Well, before we go on, Joyce, I'd like you to go ahead and actually tell our listeners your website, how they can get in touch with your ministry, and how they can listen to your programs.
Well, I'd love for them to go to thepowerhour.com, and you can see our shortwave frequencies. We're on Genesis Network, or you can listen to us now on Extreme Talk Radio on XM. Now, this is a new addition, being on XM Radio. Extreme Talk 152 is the channel. And it's a whole different group of people that have never heard any of this information. And we're getting emails from people that are saying, you guys are crazy, but I love this stuff. I love hearing this. There's a desire for people to want to hear the truth that have never been fed, anything other than red and blue state and George Bush and Bill Clinton. That's all they know. And so it's been a challenge to be on 2 hours on XM Radio, where people are really hungry for this kind of information, shocked by it. Everything you have to prove to them, because they've never seen anything like this, never heard anything like this. And I just encourage people to, if you are on XM Radio, to listen on channel 152 at 8 p.m. Pacific time in the area where you are, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific time. Another website to go to is GulfWarVets.com. There's a bulletin board there, and these vets are returning vets. They are Gulf War vets. You can go in and read. You don't have to be logged into the bulletin board to read. And there are thousands and thousands of posts on there on all the different subjects that you have access to reading about. And we just encourage people to use this. It's the biggest military bulletin board there is for Gulf War veterans, and it tells their story much better than I could ever tell it. So it's GulfWarVets.com, and of course, ThePowerHour.com. We've got a brand new website. We're very proud of it, and you will see certainly a huge difference in the website we had before. But you know, this problem of the SSRI drugs, the VA hospital, the use of ecstasy drugs, you know, it goes way back in the military, because in Vietnam, they sprayed a drug called BZ over the troops. It was a hallucinogenic drug. Spraying of that drug on the troops then created friendly fire incidents that the parents never knew anything about. The people that were closest to them never knew why their loved one died. And now, as you saw today with the Pat Tillman situation before Congress, the committee hearing that was held and with Jessica Lynch and Pat Tillman, you saw these people saying a totally different story than what the Department of Defense told us. The Department of Defense literally lied. And, you know, in talking about veterans' issues, we received an email 3 days after the Jessica Lynch incident. Remember the wonderful heroine that she was? She shot her M16 until it was the last bullet in the gun, the last round in the gun, and she was taken prisoner. Then she was, you know, treated horribly, and then, of course, we went in and saved her. 3 days after that incident occurred, I received an email from somebody inside that said that story is an absolute lie. And I went on the air knowing that I did not, knowing that it could be or could not be a lie. And I went on the air and I said, ladies and gentlemen, I firmly believe that this was a false story. This was a lie that the Department of Defense put out. Now, at the time, we didn't know anything other than what we were seeing. But it didn't make sense, and it seems like I have a good sense sometimes of when to see red flags, and I knew that that story was not accurate. Well, sure enough, today, Jessica Lynch admitted that the story was not true.
And, of course, this story of the heroic rescue, you know. I mean, there were troops in the hospital. They sent our people in to get her out of the hospital. But she was being well taken care of there by the Iraqis. You know, it just certainly did everything they could for her. And yet, of course, you're supposed to be the heroic troops are going in. Somebody once said that in war, the first casualty is the truth. And they've lied to the American people, and they've lied to the American people, and they've lied to the American people. And if they lie about that, what else will they lie about?
That's right. So are you going to put the lives of your sons and daughters, your children, your grandchildren, your husband, into the hands of a Department of Defense that has to lie over amnesia? Just like you say, if they lie about that, what else are they lying about?
And, of course, my concern is that they know very well that they're destroying the health of our young people with the depleted uranium. they know very well how toxic it is and the long-term effects it'll have not only on our people, but on the people over there. And if you doubt this is true, you need to go to the State Department site on misinformation or disinformation. You just type in on Google, State Department misinformation, and they tell you all the things that are not true, and one of them is that depleted uranium is harmful, and they give you all the reasons why it isn't. Everything they have up there that they say is misinformation is actually true, and everything they say is true is falsehood. When you have a government that has a planned program of deceiving the public, why, of course, then no man's life or property or family are really safe.
That's right. And, you know, we had a horrible lesson from the Supreme Court recently. Have you discussed the Michael News story on recently?
I haven't had a chance to, but I understand that they certainly took away his position at all. What was the justification for saying that he had no case?
Well, we're not quite sure the reason was, but they would not review the case, and the lack of process and the sudden change in the legal standard of review, they say, applied to it, has been denied. Now, I don't know what that means in our terms. However, I do know what this ruling does mean to Americans now. And I think it's important when you understand who Michael New was. He refused to wear the UN blue. He said, "I will not serve a foreign power." He was the first young man to do this, and of course that legal battle began in August of 1995 for Michael New. But it's what this means to Americans right now, and here's what it means if you're in the military today. It means that you and your attorneys have no right to present evidence in your defense in courts-martial, for evidence has suddenly become a discretionary element of the prosecution. It means that if the judge and the prosecutor want the jury to see your evidence, they will allow it. If they don't, they'll deny it. And the bottom line on the issue is that no member of the armed forces can now mount an effective legal defense. I think that is absolutely striking, Dr. Stan. I think that removes any kind of justice from the military and the military tribunals that are going to be taking place in the future. They're going to be denied due process. And the standard of review that has been recognized by all appellate courts for over 40 years has just been shredded. Lawyers, most of the time, lawyers are not allowed in the courts for the military people, especially up through the second time when they have an appeal on their cases. Also, if you're in the military or considering enlisting, it also means that the executive branch now will feel completely at liberty to ignore the U.S. Constitution, place you in a United Nations uniform at will, under the command authority of a foreign officer, to pursue a military policy that is distinct from the legal and official policies of the United States of America. And in effect, you will be turned into a mercenary at the discretion of the president. You are for sale, for rent, for hire, for loan, as determined by the political party of the moment. And I think this is absolutely frightening.
I share your concerns.
Pardon?
I share your concerns.
Absolutely, it is frightening. It is incredible that this could have happened. And so, with Michael New, the case now ends. He was court-martialed, he was let go from the military, and he lived a life, in essence, of disgrace from the military perspective because of what happened to him. But he stands strong, and we stand strong behind him because he did the right thing. He is certainly not in disgrace in the eyes of the American public. But many of them don't know his story, don't know what he went through. But I have so much respect for him because I personally got to know Michael really well in Texas. We lived about 30 miles from him, and we got to see him quite often. Of course, Dave wrote the song, A Patch of Green in a Sea of Blue, which was the name of the song dedicated to Michael New. And we really got to know this young man. What an incredible human being he is. He's married now, very happily married, and he's working in computers now. He's gone to college, and he's done a really fine job, but his life will never be the same because of this one case. But he attempted to make lives different for other military people, but he never could. He tried with everything that he could, and I mean, it cost them millions of dollars in defense fund money, which a lot of people helped him with. to try and get this case across. But, of course, if you ask me, the dark side prevailed on this.
Well, of course, I think it tells us a lot about our current Supreme Court, which supposedly is to uphold our Constitution. And this is why we're told we had to get a Republican presidential candidate in so we'd have a good Supreme Court and we could take America back. And I think we can see the end result of the current Supreme Court's decision. So, you know, they may say one thing, but basically what everybody's forgotten is that at least seven of the current members of the United States Supreme Court were appointed by Republicans, and I was until recently a lifelong Republican, till I realized the Republican Party didn't stand on Republican principles. In fact, both political parties seem to be marching in concert to a different drumbeat today. But go right ahead, Joyce.
I just think that's why so many of us have become independents or in the Constitution Party, libertarians, because we see the fraud of both parties. It's not the Republicans or the Republicrats. It is all a circular issue with them. And it's so sad because the average person right now is sitting in front of the TV watching CNN or MSNBC or Fox, and they're thinking, wow, that's my team. That's a good team. It's our guys versus their guys. And, of course, if they can always reduce it down to that, then you don't ever see the issues. And I was listening to MSNBC a little while ago, and it just infuriated me the manner in which they were treating, you know, everything that's taking place, the war, the idea. How could anybody possibly say that the military lies? You know, how could anybody do that? And I'm thinking, how do you stand there and say that? And then one of the anchors said, well, I knew that Jessica Lynch thing was a lie when it came out. But he was the guy right there touting it from the beginning, from the rooftops, promoting the lie. Now, it's easy for them afterwards to say, yeah, well, I knew the war wasn't a good thing. No, you were there promoting it. You were part of the problem. You created it. And I just have nothing but disdain for these people. But, you know, there's one lady, a wonderful lady named Elizabeth, that I would like to thank on your program, because she heard me in December on the show, and she wanted to do something for a vet, and she sent a donation to help a vet. And I really would like to say thanks to her and to thanks to everybody out there that does the right thing, that supports Dr. Stan, so this information can be heard by so many people. We had a vet in California. He was a Vietnam vet, and there was a man who went down, and he was a reporter, and he, for the San Diego magazine, he went down to live with the homeless for a couple of weeks at Balboa Bay, or Balboa area there, and he met this one Vietnam vet. This Vietnam vet had two goals. He wanted to get off the streets, and he wanted to see his daughter that he hadn't seen since she was a baby. And he was during the time of the Vietnam War. And after that, he never got to see his daughter again. His wife moved and took the child, and he didn't know where his daughter was. Well, the reporter listened to him, and every time he went to sit down by somebody, this vet, he would put out the picture of his daughter there, the two-year-old child that he remembered. He put the picture out right there wherever he was. And, of course, he was homeless, wherever he was. And so the reporter called me because there was a connection with the Gulf War veterans and with myself and with some other things that happened. It was of God. I can only tell you that. How it happened was of God, the way that this reporter from San Diego got in touch with me. And he said, I have a vet, and we think that his daughter might be someone linked to somebody who's been on your bulletin board at Gulf War Vets. And I said, okay. And he said, we want to find this daughter for this vet. So I said, well, I'll do whatever I can, but I don't know how to find a daughter, though. Well, it turned out that because of the money that was donated by Elizabeth, we were able to get a private detective. And though he didn't charge us that much, he did a wonderful job. And I just want to tell you all that he found his daughter. And so as a result of that, the reporter called me back, and he said, we've got to get him off the street now. That was his other goal. And he's not met his daughter yet, to my knowledge. They don't have the money to travel back and forth, and San Diego magazine is going to make it possible. But at that time, he has not met her. It just happened fairly recently. But the vet has been talking to his daughter. His name is Terry, by the way. Has been talking to his daughter every single day, and they've made it possible for him to get a cell phone so that he's a disabled vet, so he had some money, so he got a cell phone that he could talk to her every single day. And then we had a program where we said that anybody that purchased anything that day, the money would go to him to get him off the street. And I just am pleased to say that, you know, at least there is one vet that is off the street right now that is not homeless any longer. We got him into a home, and some people donated some money to help him get started. And, you know, that's what we're all about. That's what this country is about, is helping each other out, not waiting for the government to come down and do it for us. And because of this wonderful lady, Elizabeth, who lives in Mississippi, and she heard me on the Dr. Stan Monteith show, because of you, Dr. Stan, there's a man who's now seen his daughter, and I am sorry to be so emotional, but I think this is the kind of news that these programs really need sometimes.
Well, what a wonderful privilege we have to have a voice, and your voice is heard throughout the world, and so is this one as well. And what we are trying to do is to help people understand what's really going on, understand the plight of the boys, of course, who were sent to Vietnam to fight and bleed and suffer and die, but never to be allowed to win, because during the entire war we were financing the communists in Russia, we were financing the North Vietnamese, we were financing the Viet Cong, that of course were killing our boys in the villages and in the rice paddies of South Vietnam, just as today we finance the Pakistani government that finances Pakistani intelligence, that finances the Taliban who are killing our boys in Afghanistan. So, you know, it's Vietnam all over again.
But Dr. Stan, it's because of your program that he's now found his daughter. Isn't that wonderful?
It really is.
And incredible.
I appreciate you sharing that story with our listeners. And please go to thepowerhour.com. Joyce has a lot of wonderful material. They do a great job. And what time of day can people listen to your programs?
7 to 10 a.m. Central Time, you can listen to the Power Hour, and you can listen to us on XM Radio at 8 p.m. tonight, Pacific Time.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Joyce as we wrap up the program right here at Radio Liberty. Well, Joyce, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program for us.
I just want to say thank you to you.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you've worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
My number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will want to really begin to evaluate our claim that we are involved not in a political or ideological and cultural battle, but in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural, and financial, and educational battlefield. And that's why we want you, of course, to watch my DVD or video or read the book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and then to learn the secret that has been passed down for 5,000 years. Never revealed publicly because, of course, in past centuries it would result in people being burned at the stake as heretics. But, of course, the story is there, and it's well documented. We'll be glad to provide anybody with the material so they can check it out. In fact, there's a woman named Rhonda Burns now who tells you that there's a secret that allows you to mobilize the universe to your benefit, and you can get fame and wealth and money and whatever you really want once you know the secret. And she's talking about the same secret, only, of course, she thinks it's wonderful, and we want to warn you against this. So the forbidden secret was actually made before Rhonda Burns, at least to my knowledge, was well-known publicly, before she was featured on Oprah Winfrey or on Larry King or praised by Jim Carrey or by Jack Canfield, who wrote the Chicken Soup for the Soul books. And, of course, many, many people are being waylaid. They actually are adopting these ideas. My goodness, it really does work. And, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you it does work. But, of course, at the danger of your eternal salvation. Because we truly are engaged in a spiritual battle. So you can get the forbidden secret by calling 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, we recommend along with that the Chris Pinto's award-winning DVD, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. And then, of course, the subsequent one that's only been out for a few months now, Riddles in Stone. Riddles in Stone. You need to have this information. You need to know what we're up against. And then I hope you will join with us and with Joyce in this epic struggle for the survival of Western civilization and the souls of men, which are really, of course, in much danger today because our ministers are not preaching the gospel. They've changed the message of the gospel, and now we have a God of only love, but there is no judgment. There is no justice. There is no wrath of God. And believe me, if God is only a God of love and never, of course, of judgment, then it is the ultimate triumph of evil. Let me repeat that. If God is only a God of love and never a God of justice or judgment, then it is the ultimate triumph of evil. And that, of course, is where we are here today. And until people begin to understand the true nature of our battle, we're not going to be able to address the enemy. And the enemy is really very, very real, not imaginary. You come in contact with him every day. The battle is in your mind, but if you don't know who the enemy is, you're not going to be able to stand against him. in the difficult times that lie ahead. So remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know why our leaders are planning on going to war with Iran, why, of course, you go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And pull down our February newsletter, which is there free of charge. If you don't have access to the Internet, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll send you a free copy of the February newsletter. Catalogs, if you'd like catalogs on emergency food or health or regular catalog, we'll be glad to send them. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers, too. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.